Good morning, everyone. My name is DJ Io, and I will be your DJ for the next hour here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. The time is 8 a.m. I am out of breath. I overslept my alarm, but I made it. I'm here. You're here. And without further ado, let's get into some music, because that is what we're all here for, to enjoy some great, new, and your better alternative. Can't tell I'm tired. All right, so first up is Under My Bed by Opera Lily. So, if it'll work, because if you know me, if this is your first time tuning into my show, I always have tech issues, like, nothing likes to work. So let's try that one more time, and Under My Bed by Opera Lily.
In love with my body, and my body is in love with me. but I am not. The water is not in love with the cup that I drink from. The mess of this relationship with my body.
Yeah. serve the stench of doomsday.
You just heard Wildfire Gone 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 / Death Song by Rabbitology. Before that, Good Girl by Paris Pamela. And to start our set, Opera Lilies Under My Bed. That one is a new song too. But before we can get into some more wonderful music, because the music's wonderful because I'm picking it. I'm joking. We have a quick PSA. Do you know the telltale signs of a flu? It all comes down to facts. F, fever. A, aches. C, chills. T, tiredness. S, sudden onset of symptoms. Don't be that person riding public transportation, attending class, or going to work while you're sick. The flu is serious. If you think you have the flu, stay home and call your doctor. Also, don't forget to get your flu shot. A yearly vaccine every September or October can help protect you against infection. Awareness of these symptoms, taking steps to prevent spread of flu, and yearly vaccinations can help protect you and people around you from the flu virus. This message has been brought to you by your public health conscious DJs at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington. Look, I know that a lot of professors have, like, horrendous policies when it comes to, like, absences because of sickness or whatever, but, like, don't be that person. Like, I There's nothing I despise more than, like, someone who comes to class sick, because then, especially if you're not masking, like, I can give you a little credit if, like, you're masking and, like, the attendance policy is just absolutely insane. But professor is crazy. Nothing can be done. Like, that I can kind of get, but also just, like, don't sit near people. Like, sit in the back, wear a mask. If you're gonna go to class, like, do not be, like, in the thick of it, like, coughing on everyone, because... I hate that so much, like, especially now, because, like, I'm paying for my courses. I'm like, you cough on me and get me sick, and I'm gonna sue, and I want money. Like, you better pay me back for the classes you caused me to miss. Like, so just, you know, pay attention to your flu and cold symptoms. Like, this is probably a good thing to say at the start of the year as well, but, like, I feel like we got kind of a second wind a couple weeks ago, and I was like, stay away from me. Stay away. Like, so, yeah. Be smart and don't be rude about it when you're sick, I guess. Like, that's my hot take. Anyways, next up, this is a new song I recently learned about. Like, I was listening to it, like, crazy a few days ago. So, I'm really excited about this one, but Nostalgia by John. Oh, I thought my mic was off that entire time. Okay, it's not. I need coffee. I'm going to get coffee after this, actually. That's my new little tradition. I go to the Urban Retreat coffee cart, like, basically every time after my show, because it's my little sweet treat, and also my breakfast, because I don't eat before this. Even when I'm on schedule, I don't usually eat before this. Like, your girl is nauseous 24/7. Anyways, Nostalgia by John.
Disappointed eye.
have to be smart, but don't question anything that is favorite.
Hiding in the hills from players, pitchforks. civil war. West African peacekeeping troops have lost control, and aid agencies, including the Red Cross and United Nations, have joined the exodus.
Heroin eyes, I can see you behind my disguise. A gun strapped in boots that don't fit right. The kids left to fight the war again. What kind of amends? I buried my mom, I buried my dad, I buried a friend. Hard to believe in a name when your heart is hard as a man. Peace talks, but the peace talks are stalling again.
And you just heard Big Thumb by Lower Town. Before that, you had Monrovia, Pray the Devil Back to Hell, Black Country, New Road with Strangers, and to start, we had John with Nostalgia. Now, that all being said, the time is 8:32, and it is time for your news report, and buckle up, because we got a lot of news today. First up, from The Cynic, we have an update on what exactly UVM's new strategic plan is and how it's going to be implemented. Sorry, so if you don't know, this is the Green, Gold, and Bold, which is basically establishing UVM priorities around student connection, values-driven learning, community partnership, and campus community. The goal is basically to kind of like re-identify what UVM stands for and what they really want to focus on. So it's mainly just like analysis in a way, I guess. So I guess we're like looking to start doing surveys and reaching out to students and stuff from what I've read. Now, I would just like to point out that everyone I know calls this Green, Gold, and Mold because of how bad the dorms are. Like, if you're forcing your students to live on campus for 4 years and paying an absurd amount of money to do so, then I really think that, like, you should at least have something. Like, this is a huge thing. They've been pushing this everywhere. Like, I'm constantly getting emails. You see it in the library. Like, they need to, like, address the mold issues because I have sent in so many reports and they do not do it. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, so yeah, Green, Gold, and Bold or Green, Gold, and Mold. Like, it's great. In happier news, we have a winner of the concerto competition. Congratulations to UVM Junior, Megan Solder, which is amazing. Good job. Like, I'm sure you did great. I think that's like a music contest, so maybe you should come on WRV sometime. You should do an interview. DM me. Looking over at 7 days, we have an update on the just now starting Chittenden County state's attorney race. So we will be seeing Sarah George, the current state attorney, running again, but this time she'll be up against Bram Cranchenfeld, who is a Burlington resident, and they used to be co-workers. George actually got a promotion over Cranchenfeld, so that's a little spicy, that's a little drama. I'm so curious to see how this will go out. Like, forget Fruit Love Island, I'm watching the Chittenden County State's Attorney race. We also have a less happy thing. So migrant justice leader Nacho, he's been charged with human smuggling. Now, these are just charges. You might have been around when you might have been around and heard about, like, this sudden protest that happened. Like, that was because he had been arrested. Like, it seemed there are no updates in that case yet. He's just been detained. So I hope that works out for everyone and justice prevails. In WRUV announcements, we have Porch Fest coming up on April 11th. Mark your calendars. It is a Saturday, 11 a.m. until 5:30. It is free. Come join live music. There will be Like a Glove, Millions of Birds, Swampy Tonk. Like, there are so many great artists who are going to be there, and it's going to be on the Davis Center Green. So if you know that little area with the, like, it's kind of like the weird stage thing with the yellow chairs on it, that's like where we're going to be set up, like with all the equipment and stuff. And then, like, you should be able to hear it all across the green. But if you want to really see and really party, make sure you get there early or soonish. So, like I said, that is April 11th, Porch Fest. And tonight is Exposure on the Road. I'm so excited for this. Like, if you don't know, I've been doing Exposure a lot. Like, I think I've done the past free exposures. Like, I've either been there as, like, an interviewer or just behind the scenes, kind of. So, that is tonight, 5:30 to 7 p.m. It is free in Brennan's. You should come. There are so many great artists. Me, personally, I'm going to be interviewing Dwight and Nicole. Like, and if you don't know, like, I've interviewed them, like, twice before. So, I'm very excited to talk with them again and chat about their new album now that it's completely out. But there's also going to be a bunch of other great bands, and you should definitely stop by. Get some halal shack while you're there. Now, in terms of your weather, you have Let's take a look at Forever today. Like, full disclosure, I think I've been wrong about Forever every time I've looked at it or said it. So maybe take this with a grain of salt. But what's Forever? Look outside. but according to what I have, it is 35 degrees, feels like 24, and we'll be seeing a high of 42 and a low of 33. Sun is not in the forecast today. I'm so sorry to everyone who likes sun. And tomorrow, rain. Friday, rain. Saturday, rain. Sunday, rain. Monday, clouds. So it's going to be a wet weekend, which, like, I'm really hoping that this Sunday actually isn't too damp, because I have an internship, and we're doing an egg hunt. So I'm like, really don't want to, I don't want to know how that's going to work out otherwise. Like, maybe we'll do it inside. Actually, that would be really cool. I would be so down to hide eggs inside. Like, it's the outside thing that gets me, because I'm like, I am supposed to be the audiovisual intern. So, but in good news, the air quality is good, which is a bar. But next up, how about you stop doing that? Okay. I don't know what. I can't have one show without tech issues, but you probably guessed it from the song you just heard, but from the snippet you just heard. But next up is The Hand by Annabelle Dinda. So let's get right into that. Turned off wrong.
Fight a flash of light, a curtain, a toll, a tide. tell me that you're sorry. Melody long past. You touch me and you bleed. Sharp edges forgotten. Now you know what I am, and you can't stop it. Now that you're terrified, I don't even care. You said the things you did. I loved you once, won't do it again. Swallow your words now, go on and pretend. Go on and pretend.
keep the king. When you are gone away into darkness and howling, I'll keep him from drowning as our boat is untethered from the dark. I'll keep the king. Keep him safe at bay. I'll keep him safe from the dark things that wait in that house at the top of the rock. In that house at the top of the rock. There have been times I know I'll stand up, up, up at the bow, and the waves of our bodies and the smell of our follies rips into the back of my bones. You fumble the dark, however wide and deep and far, my dear, the waves made of fingers and the madness that lingers rips into the bark of our bones. And let the seabirds cry, I'll let the seabirds cry.
And you just heard King by The Amazing Devil. Before that, Storm Warnings by Florence Road, I Hope It Tears You Apart by Mermaid on Mars, and to start, The Hand by Annabelle Dinda. So, it's time for your very brief folklore segment today, because someone was not paying attention to the time, and that someone is me. But I'm feeling a little homesick, so I'm going to talk about some of Rhode Island's cryptids. So if you don't know, I like to say we have 2.5 cryptids in Rhode Island. We got the Gloucester Ghoul, the Loch Ness Monster, and a migratory Bigfoot. There's like one other thing. It was like, it's a fish with a lot of teeth. It got sighted once. There's a news story done on it. I was researching this and like, it genuinely seems like it was just a tropical fish that got lost. And since no clear description, no images, it's never come back. Like, I don't count it. If you want to fight me about that one, go ahead. But like, I'm not arguing about that one. And in terms of a migratory Bigfoot, that one's really interesting to me because it seems like it comes down from the Bridgewater Triangle. There's like an entire episode of Bigfoot Hunters on it. So, like, if you don't know where the Bridgewater Triangle is, it is kind of like on the edge of Rhode Island in Massachusetts, and like, it's this super haunted spot, essentially. Like, it's basically, if you put the Bermuda Triangle in New England, you get the Bridgewater Triangle, and like, there's just like a lot of weird stuff. Like, there's some people tell you about, like, during King Philip's War, a Native American chieftain, like, he put a curse on it, but, like, there's really not much evidence that that happened. Like, the first time it gets mentioned is in some English guy's play. So, it might not make this clear, but, like, English as in living in Britain, like, not in Mass, like, not involved at all. Like, he just heard about this thing, he was like, ah, yes, a curse. So, yeah. But, like, there was, like, some satanic cults in there for a bit. I think they're gone now. I'm, like, 80% sure they're gone now. I haven't really checked. Like, I'm not going in there. Like, I love cryptids. I love folklore. But I also love being alive. Because if I'm dead, then I can't do radio. That's my excuse. So, yeah, we get the Gloucester Ghoul, which I honestly just need to, like, devote one day to talk about. I just need to review all my notes about it because, like, it's a lot more convoluted than you'd think. Because, like, I used to intern with Rhode Island PBS, and one of my jobs was actually to research cryptids for a bit for a video, and we settled on doing the Gloucester Ghoul because that, A, had the most information, and B, actually kind of seemed like a cryptid because, like, when I first read about it, I was like, oh, that's obviously some guy pulling a Scooby-Doo villain by wearing a big cloak carrying a lantern under it to, like, scare off these pirates from coming on his land or finding treasure. But, like, the more I looked into it, like, the weirder it got. So, I'll talk about that later, but I just really want to bring up the fact that we have a migratory Bigfoot in Rhode Island. Like, okay, I know basically every state can claim a Sasquatch, but, like, how many of them migrate to your state? Yeah, I didn't think so. Anyways, to close this out, with our last song of the day, we have Walls by the Army, the Navy.
The walls of my mind you built with your hands, and then when you left they continued to stand up tall, plagued with pictures of us and half-hearted love that you thought was enough for me. But I think I deserve a little more than that. You don't know what I'm worth and you told me that. I think I deserve a little more than that. Yeah. All this empty space, no colors, no shapes, no windows, no drapes. There's barely paint on my skull. At least I keep it clean. My corners of mean are barely seen. Triumphant for a moment till the dancing breaks. There's no sweeter taste in the walls caving. But I think you deserve it. I deserve it. I don't know what you were. I thought I told you to the hope. I think you deserve a little more than that. Bridges only bridges if you start a fire. Words can only hurt if you give them life. Bridges only bridges.
And you just heard Walls by the Army, the Navy, and that is the last song of my set today. So stay tuned because we have a lot of great shows coming today. Make sure you come by to Exposure on the Road at Brennan's tonight. I will be there. I'll be an interviewer for the Dwight and Nicole segment, so you should definitely come. It is going to be so much fun. It's going to be so cool. And get your tickets to Porch Fest. They are free.